Gratitude is the happiest move. Even if I happen to lose, everything deserves gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude.
Let me start off this podcast by saying happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of y'all. I hope you had an amazing Día de Acción de Gracias and you were filled with love and support, that your home this year is filled with abundance, faith, and joy. And since we are in the spirit of Thanksgiving, there has been a word that has been sticking with me throughout this season, and that word has become gratitude. Welcome to Motivation and Sip. Well, as you know, we're always sipping on something, honey. I'm sipping an energy drink this morning, and I'm not going to say their name because they don't sponsor me, but I had to regain the energy after everything that happened throughout Thanksgiving Day. I'm not sure what your traditions are during Thanksgiving, but mine's usually involve a lot of prepping, right? Like usually 24 hours before Thanksgiving, there's a lot of prepping of the meats, prepping of the desserts, side dishes, all of the above. And then the next morning, followed by an intense, and when I tell you intense but super fun 7 to 9 hours of cooking, you better believe it. And you know, finish with the usual tradition of getting all nice and cute to have Thanksgiving dinner in our living room. Except this year we did things a little differently. I don't know, I wanted to do it outside. So yeah, this year we did a little Thanksgiving picnic and it was just amazing. We followed old traditions, but we also started new traditions. My son is now about to be 4, so this is when I really want to make sure that we start those long-lasting family traditions, or pass down those long-lasting family traditions. So a couple of new things that we did this year that we haven't done with Alex before was actually take time as a family to say what we're thankful for, to write down what we're thankful for, to discuss lessons that we have learned throughout this year that we're thankful for. And it reminded me how throughout all the goods and the bads and the ups and the downs, if there's one thing that the season has taught me, it's to remain in that state of gratitude. Because come on now, life is like a roller coaster. It has its ups, downs, circles, twists. Sometimes it makes you want to throw up and it's just so hard to take it. But through each and every season, or whatever season you might be going through right now in your life, gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Just look around you for a second and take in all the little blessings in your life. You woke up, you opened your eyes, you could breathe, you're healthy. You may not be where you want to be right now, but you're sure as hell not even close to where you used to be. There's food in your table. One thing that I made sure that I taught my son this year was to understand the meaning of gratitude, to understand that not everyone in this world has the luxuries that we have. I mean, come on now, like just thinking about what's going on in the world right now with Palestine, it breaks my heart. It reminds us more and more every day that right now is when we really need to appreciate, value, and remain grateful. Hashtag Free Palestine. There are so many families being affected everywhere around the world right now, from Palestine to Congo. So take a minute right now to appreciate and really take in even the simple clean glass of water that you're sipping on right now, because there's people in Flint right now that are still cooking with water bottles. So if there's one lesson that I am learning more and more every day and embracing more and more from the season that I am going through in my life, is to remain grateful for everything. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Motivation and Sip. Remember to follow us on social media as Motivation and Sip, and see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Gratitude. That's my everyday. Attitude. Gratitude is the fruit of life. The nourishment of the soul when there's no food in sight. When your vibrations are low and you feel blue inside. Gratitude is the attitude that gets you through the night. Never believe in lack of limitations. Anything can be manifested with a little appreciation.